So we have a 1.1 million. Yeah, and we've
We
created
crossed a million.
We created 370,000 in equity.
Oh my God.
Hey, this is Pollock, and what you're about to hear is a very special episode with one of the investors from our Portfolio Mastery Program. We call these Sensei Sessions. These interviews are designed to give you a perspective about what you can achieve with the right strategies and execution. I hope you enjoy this episode and be sure to check out the show notes for a link to speak with one of our senior advisors who can help you reach your investment goals.
And we are live. And one of our most fun times of the month is Sensei panel time. So today we have the chance to hear from some amazing investors who have taken what they've learned in the program and have run with it. And we've got another phenomenal Sensei panel pulled together. And what we want to do is first, let's introduce everybody. Let's let everybody have the opportunity to tell us who they are, where they live, where they're investing, and what brought them into real estate. So let's start there and kind of get started, because we've got kind of a big panel with a lot of amazing things to share. So I'm going to start with Vanessa and Anthony.
I'm Vanessa, was a New York City Board of Ed teacher for 13 years, stay-at-home mom, and decided to invest. This is Anthony.
I'm Anthony. I do a lot of hours at work and basically wasn't feeling too good, and we decided to not count on my W-2 anymore. And we started this journey in Philly, and we're on number 6 now.
Uh-huh. Looking for 6.
Looking for number 6. So that's the short story.
Yeah, short story. So in two years, we bought 5 properties, and it took us 8 months to get our first one. So don't get nervous with everybody buying their first in 3 months, in 2 months. Everyone's journey is different. You're going to get there. You're in this program for the right reasons. We're in here. We're not leaving, and we're in it to win it, and there's no way looking back. So just remember your why and why you started, and lean on everybody in this program to help you move forward. It's ups and downs, but it's all worth it. So yeah, that's it.
Vanessa and Anthony, what is your portfolio value right now?
So we have a 1.1 million. Yeah, and
we crossed a million.
We created 370,000 in equity.
Oh my God.
Wait, what was that again? I have to write these down. 173?
No, 378.
173,000 in equity in 2 years.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to come back to you, because I have a lot I have to ask you. I'm going to go to Andrew now. Again, where you live, where you invest, what brought you here, honestly, and then your portfolio value, please.
Sure. Thanks, Charles. So Andrew Sajewski, I live just outside of Philadelphia. I invest in Philadelphia and in North Carolina. I have 3 doors now worth about $650 to $675. I haven't calculated my equity lately because I'm in the middle of door number 3, but it's definitely not where Anthony and Vanessa are, but I know there's some in there. So, and what got me into this was, you know, looking for a way, an eventual way out of depending on my W-2 income, right? And being able to have more flexibility and freedom of time and location and space. And so that's what got me into this. And this has been a great community for that, not only in the base level knowledge that we gain through the program, but in the connections and that we make throughout. I mean, there's others on this panel that I talk to on a regular basis, right? We're texting each other about stuff. We're asking each other questions. So, it's been great.
Andrew, thank you. Okay, Effie, where you are, where you invest, what brought you here, and your portfolio value, please.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Effie Trukowski. I live in New Jersey with my husband and 4 kids. I'm a business consultant and coach for moms, but I've taken a pause on that while I build this real estate business, and I'll be getting back to that as well. But in terms of what brought me to real estate, everything. I think I quit my job almost like 10 years ago now, when I was really just looking for flexibility. Like, I had an experience with my kid, my second child being born premature and having to go back to work super early, which was super devastating for me. And I think it was at that point that I knew that I wanted to take my life into my own hands. I was always seeking flexibility and looking for something I could do that would still allow me to be present at home. I started to look into different things, looked into a real estate short-term rental and the Burr strategy. I just checked all the boxes. It's just been like less than 2 years later. I have 11 doors. That's the last one is still in the process. I have 7 doors that are rented. I have 4 more that I'm working on, as well as a flip. Total portfolio is about 2.2 last time I checked. I don't know my equity numbers yet, but yes. This is really what I'm looking for, the flexibility. And I get to do this in like so much less time than anything else I've done.
Amazing. Congratulations. Let's go to Suraj and Apoorva. And actually, I don't think we've talked. I mean, we've been, of course, here in our community, but I don't think we've talked before. So tell us where you live, what you do, where you invest, and what brought you here into our community?
So we are based out of Seattle, Washington. I am a software dev manager at Amazon. Apoorva is a technical product manager at Denali Advanced Integration. So we both have a 9-to-5.
And we invest in Columbus, Ohio, and in Florida, Tampa.
So originally, we started looking at Cleveland, then moved to Akron, and then finally decided, like, you know, we understand our numbers and we moved to Columbus and we were like, okay, we've invested time and money here. Like, you know, we flew in a few times, understood the neighborhood and yeah, that worked out well.
What's your total portfolio size? And I know you're also using your primary as investor.
Yes. So the total would be about 2.2.
Thank you all for introducing yourself. So I want to talk about some of the mindset shifts that you had to make to achieve what you have achieved right now. So I am going to go to Effie, if I may.
I mean, I think the main thing coming in that helped me move fast was just really being all in, right? There was no plan B. This was the, you know, once I learned about the Burr strategy, once I understood it, like everything from like the long-term, the tax benefits, the everything, I was like, oh, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So once I came in, I was like sold. There was like no plan B, no, I'm trying this to see if it works. It works.
You know, that I think the going all in and this is, there's no plan B. I think that is, maybe that is the key to really accelerating, because I think a lot of us don't accelerate and you're going to pivot and you're going to do different things. And the times when I've found myself not making progress fast enough is when I wasn't completely sold on my ability, on the process, on the goals, on the vision. And that's really what stops us, because once you're all in, there's no other way.
I want to ask that same question about mindset to Vanessa and Anthony, if you would be able to share some of the shifts.
I mean, I can agree with Effie. There is no plan B. I mean, we're in it. We're not looking back. I don't want to feel like I can't afford to pay my mortgage one day if Anthony's sick from his W-2 and they're not paying him because he's not there. He only gets paid if he's there. And that 1 month of not being in the unknown, I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? God forbid something happens. I have nothing to lean on. I need to figure it out. So there is no plan B. We're in it to win it. The mindset, you need to have your why. That's what kept me going. My why was not wanting to feel like I can't afford my mortgage and being able to feed my children. Mm-hmm. Without being dependent on Anthony. I was in the dumps for a little bit as a mom, stay-at-home mom with 2 kids. And then him getting sick, I'm like, oh my God, this something has to change. So that was my mindset, my why. I want to say my biggest mindset too is like, I don't take no for an answer. Like, there's no room for failure.
I love that. Apoorva and Suraj, let's go to you and get your take on the mindset shifts that you adopted as you've gone through this journey.
I was just saying that the biggest mind shift was in terms of understanding the numbers, and also the biggest thing that we had was we wanted to now that we have a baby, we wanted to spend time with her. So that was the biggest why. And we were like, you know what, we need to get out of this W-2 and have to take some step. And that made us like, okay, that there's no harm, there's no there's nothing where you can lose. If you buy a property, and let's say you're not able to succeed with the board process, you can still sell it and take out your money out.
One comment before I go to Andrew, because I want to hear Andrew's wisdom here. But just this comment from Alex, thank you for the insight, Suraj and Apoorva, that nothing is written in stone once you get into a deal. If it's not working out, you can sell and get out and start over. Everything is fixable and mistakes will be made along the way. But learning from that makes us wiser investors in the future. Thank you. And let's go over to Andrew.
A year ago this time, I had my first property under contract, and you know, we closed it at the end of April. For those who haven't heard the story on that deal, the summary is I left way too much money in the deal, but I learned a ton through the process, right? I learned, I got to go through every step of it, from you know, the purchase to the rehab, to the rental, to the refi, you know, and there was a ton learned that really helped me when I went into deal two and to deal three. I think that was probably the biggest mindset set shift for me, was getting to the point where I can say, I own a real estate investment company, and versus, yeah, I'm trying this thing out and what's going on here. And this community gives you that confidence, right? And not only does it give you the knowledge and the tools, but that knowledge and those tools and the people around us really help you build your confidence. And that's what I would think about when we think about the mindset, is this is your journey, leverage the community. They're going, you know, we're all here to help you, but you've got to own it yourself. So that would be my two cents on mindset.
I love that.
I love it too.
I think we don't talk about this enough. I think we should talk about it all the time, is this, the group, this community is so different, where we all come from different backgrounds. We all have had different experiences, but there is one thing that ties everybody together, and that is depth. There's so much depth in this community. And when people ask me all the time, like, you had financial independence. Like, why did you start this program? Like, I was living and breathing anger because I was angry that the real estate space didn't have enough depth and real people succeeding. Because what you see, I know all the stories of the influencers, and no one's doing as well as they're saying they're doing. And it used to make me so angry that people are giving out wrong information. There's no depth when you talk to people. There's no depth in their conversation. But the depth that this community has, how well they truly connect with what they want and going after it, that is incredible. That is the one common element among everyone here.
Well, it's also a holistic thing too. It is your business that you're building. It's the family that you are raising. It's friends that you have. And so I think that's maybe what makes this community different as well, is it's not just one thing.
It's not just one superficial, like, let's just do this one thing and then we're done. Mm-hmm.
And some of us love our jobs and our businesses, although sometimes not all at the same time, right? I mean, there are things that we love, and it brings, it makes those conversations in the breakout. It makes the accountability group so much richer. And I love that. Thank you for all of your wisdom.
Can we ask for advice? Somebody is trying to do something big, whether it's getting started, whether it's getting a bigger deal, or whether it's going to a different market, whether it's tweaking the strategy to fit some bigger goal. If they're afraid, and you've all been there, I know we've all been there.
Mm, yeah.
What's your advice? What would you tell them?
Vanessa, would you care to share first? Vanessa and Anthony.
I mean, if the numbers work, why not? I would just pull the trigger and do it.
Ooh.
Numbers don't lie. So yeah. That's my thing.
The numbers don't lie.
I would just, from watching Vanessa, I would find a good accountability group, because the more you say it that you're going to do something, you kind of have, it kind of puts a little pressure and help. It helps and puts pressure to actually
owning to what you're doing, want to do. Yeah, I agree.
Yes,
I love it.
Announce it to the world.
All right, Andrew. Thanks, Anthony.
So I always like, and this is kind of what got me into real estate in the first place, is the proverb of the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the second best time is now, right? And it's, the deal's not going to wait for you, right? You have to take action. It is on you, right? We control how we show up and what we do. And then we have to manage to the rest. So the time is now. You know, Nike had it right. Just do it, right? I mean, probably mm-hmm. the best slogan ever. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Exactly.
Effie? So, I mean, I think for me, it's the mindset piece. Mindset piece that really controls the things that we actually do. So it is important. But for someone, if someone is on the fence, I say, I think a cheat code to even get past your mindset barriers or whatever is to find, one, the blueprint, right? To find a blueprint, find someone that has done what you're trying to do. Palak and Nidhi have done it. They have success. They have other people they've taught to do it successfully. So there's that, right? There's if you need to see it in physical form, right? If the mindset piece and the fluff is too much, it's not tangible for you. Tangibly, you can see, you know, someone that has done it. They've taught other people to do it. And then two is the community, because sometimes you get over your mindset barriers by seeing other people do the same things. Other people have the same thoughts and the same fear. It's really the cheat code to get you to do something is to find the support and accountability that will almost push you past your own barriers to get it done.
Because white knuckling our way through mindset doesn't work. What's going to help you get over that mindset block? That is so good.
So good. I love the cheat code. Apoorva?
I would just say one thing. If you are at a point where you're not pulling the trigger, you really, really need a partner who can push you back and say, push you forward and say, you have to take a step ahead. And they really need to like help you understand that you are here to achieve something. Know your why. Why should help you move forward? That's one thing. And then second, always, always do your numbers and see if you are not doing it, even though your numbers are working and you're not doing it, it is something that you have to like move ahead. There's always a second door open.
I wanted to say thank you to our sensei panel. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Everyone.
Bye.
Don't forget, when you're ready to get serious, you can join us at the investoraccelerator.com.
It's like getting 1,000 episodes worth of information in 5 days, and it's everything you need to build your actionable plan to financial freedom and making work optional.